In CI News this week, new government guidance on dealing with transgender issues in schools is released, the Church of England ends the controversial Living in Love and Faith process, and a premature baby given just 1% chance of survival is now a Super Bowl winner. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 13th of February. I'm Rhys Curnow. New guidance for schools in England on dealing with transgender issues will not completely put a stop to social transitioning, even at primary level, despite acknowledging it has significant effects on children. The Department for Education's new section in its Keeping Children Safe in Education guidance will be open for public consultation before it's finalised and made statutory. It states that children must use the toilets and changing facilities that match their sex, without exception, and that schools must accurately record biological facts about children. It also says decisions on transitioning should not be made without the involvement of parents, unless there are safeguarding concerns. However, there are areas where the guidance could still be improved. Our Head of Education, John Denning, is with me now. John, parents and teachers now have an opportunity to have their say. What should they be asking for?
Well, it's profoundly harmful for a child to reject the reality of their body and try to live as something that they're not. So we really need this guidance to be clear on that and to say to schools, there are no circumstances in which you should be supporting a child to transition in school.
And what sort of impact do you think this guidance will have on schools?
Well, this is part of the statutory safeguarding guidance for schools. So schools will have to have regard for it. And it does say quite a lot of sensible things, which, to be honest, are a lot better than what's going on in many schools at the moment. So, yes, it will have a good impact, but it's not enough. We need it to go further and properly protect children.
Thanks, John. The Church of England's General Synod has voted to officially bring the controversial Living in Love and Faith process to an end. The process has caused enormous division in the church, with many evangelicals seeing the push for prayers, blessings, and even weddings for same-sex couples as an abandonment of the scriptures. Despite this, Synod also committed to establish a Relationships, Sexuality, and Gender Working Group.
This isn't where I want us to be, nor where I hoped we would be 3 years ago. And I want to acknowledge that wherever you stand on the LLF debate, I know that many of you are feeling angry and disappointed. There is a lot of pain, and that pain cuts across so-called party lines or theological convictions held.
I recognise that LLF has been hard. It has left us wounded as individuals and also as a church. And therefore, I am grateful that you are still here. And I want to honour the fact that despite the wounds that many of you carry and have expressed not just this afternoon but in other debates, that you are still here with us.
The marriage rate for young people has plummeted by almost 100% over the last 50 years. The Centre for Social Justice report, I Do, showed that the marriage rate for women aged 20 to 24 has dropped by 97% since 1972 and 98% for men. Male pensioners are now more likely to get married than young men, with the marriage rate a third lower for under 25s. Just 2% of men tie the knot by 25. The think tank expressed concern at the lack of increase in marriages following the pandemic, as more than 100,000 lost COVID-19 weddings were never rescheduled. This profound change to our society has gone largely unremarked upon, yet it carries huge implications. The data shows that cohabiting couples are more likely to be lonely, have relationships that are much less stable, and domestic abuse rates that are much higher. And finally, a premature baby born at 23 weeks is now a winning linebacker in the 2026 Super Bowl. Derek Hall, an NFL player for the Seattle Seahawks, who played a key role in the team's victory last weekend, started life without a heartbeat and was given a 1% chance of survival at birth. Weighing under 3 pounds, he was put on life support at Memorial Hospital in Gulfport, and his mum was told it was very unlikely he would ever walk or talk. But at 6'3" tall, the player is now a founder of the 1% Foundation, which supports families with premature babies.
Everyone knows my story, and you know what it took for me to get here. What it took for me just to be alive and have a chance. And man, all glory to God. I'm very blessed. Kudos to moms, man. That was a special moment. after the game, hugging my mama, loving on her, and sharing that moment with her. You know, I feel like she's the unsung hero, the unsung warrior, you know, through this whole process, and, you know, the love and compassion that, you know, that, and she's always fought for me. She never gave up.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.